Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. Let me ask you, have you given much thought to the words you use and how important they are and why you should use them wisely? Ephesians 4:29 tells us, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Again, that's Ephesians 4:29. Now, you can change your world by changing your words. In fact, God's word tells us that our words have power. Proverbs 18:21 confirms this. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who live it will eat its fruits." And then we see in Proverbs 12:18 that there is one whose rash words are like a sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Now, from these verses, we can see that our words can fall into one of two groups. And Chuck Swindoll calls these groups, one is death-healing words, or the second one, life-giving words. Now, death-dealing words would be, much as you would think, they would be words that destroy, they hurt, they create hateful feelings, they humiliate, and unfortunately, they are never forgotten. Well, as you might imagine, life-giving words are just the opposite. They build up. They increase strength of character. They lift one's spirit, and they center on truth. Life-giving words encourages. In fact, Chuck Swindoll also calls life-giving words as being like an infusion of strength. Imagine what that's like, an infusion of strength. Now, unfortunately, there are some families where family members are quick to throw out hateful words without thinking about the impact that they have on the receiver. And the receiver is usually the child. You may have come across someone like this, a family like this, and hopefully it's not you. But words like these should never be said. Have you heard someone say, or has someone said to you, "You're just so lazy," or "You'll never amount to anything"? "Why are you so angry? You're just an angry little person." Words like that just seem to roll off of some people's tongues just with ease, with little or no regard to the impact or the effect that they're having on the person. And once again, this person is usually a child. Parents, think back over the last 24 or 48 hours. What words did you use with your child? Hopefully you didn't call them silly, lazy, crazy, stupid, worthless, just being a baby, irritating, or any of those other negative death-dealing words. And you would know the type that I'm talking about. The negative things that people can say, especially when they're angry. Your child will live up to all the negative things that you call him or her. If you want to see a positive attitude in your child, then you need to use, yes, life-giving words. Now, I believe that your child is not who she thinks she is, But your child is who you think or who she thinks you think she is. Let me say that again. Your child is not who she thinks she is, but she is who you, her parent, thinks she is. So needless to say, it's important that you let your child know and think that she is an important person. So you need to give positive, uplifting words to your child. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, again, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Now, think about it. Our tongues are small organs, very small compared to a lot of other organs in the body. But they carry a lot of power. There is a lot of power in the tongue and what it says, what it delivers out of your mouth. Think about it. We were created in God's image. He created the world and the whole universe by speaking it into existence. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. Now, because our tongues are so powerful, and because it can do so much damage, we must accept responsibility for the way we use our words. In Matthew 12:36, we read just how important it is to use our words responsibly. It says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Again, Matthew 12:36, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. This verse certainly gives me pause, and it certainly makes me think about the words that I use. So use your words carefully. And think about how they will affect others, how they will affect your child. When they're used correctly, Proverbs 10:11 tells us that our words can be a life-giving fountain. And we can transfer wisdom to our children by using life-giving words. Now, on the other hand, there are times when all words should be restrained. Proverbs 10:19 tells us that too much talk can lead to sin. And then it goes on to say that you should be sensible and keep your mouth shut. So that's just telling us that there are times when it's best to not say anything than to open our mouths. Again, I like what Chuck Swindoll says. He says, quote, Well-chosen words, even when brief, can be much more eloquent than a paragraph of information dumped from a person's mouth to another's ears. The ability to ration our words is part of having wisdom. Unquote. So, how do we encourage? Well, think about it. Based on some of the verses we read, perhaps what we need to do, talk less and listen more so that we can feel and sense what our child is saying. Pay attention to what is really going on and be sensitive to timing. Be sensitive to know when it's best just to keep quiet and when it's best to speak quietly and not judgmentally. And that's another thing you don't want to do. You encourage by not using judgmental words. And believe it or not, You need to be aware of your motives. Just why are you saying some of these things? And don't be sarcastic. Don't use verbal put-downs. In other words, use life-giving words in order to encourage. Parents, you need to pay close attention to how you speak to your children. No one's words, absolutely no one's words, are more important to your children than yours. And if someone says something negative to your children and they're putting your child down, you need to nip it in the bud immediately. Correct it immediately. Think about the last couple of weeks and how your conversations with your children have gone. Was the conversation filled with sarcasm, with put-downs, with caustic remarks? Or were they full of encouraging, life-giving words? Parents, you can't change what happened yesterday, but you can certainly start over tomorrow. Remember, it is never, ever too late to start doing the right thing. So start now. Make your home one that encourages, one that uses life-giving words. Make your home one that always parents and says things the way God wants you to parent. And when you do, you will definitely be parenting on purpose. Hello, welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go.